The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR in Lee 88.1 FM. Is that right, Bev? 88.1.
You got it.
All right. Woohoo. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board. You know, when you're out and about in the world, because it's a small community here in the Berkshires, it's just so fun to hear and talk to people that listen to your show.
Oh, yeah.
So one of my husband's oldest friends, Nick, I saw him this past weekend, and he listens to WTBR. So shout out to Nick. He likes listening to this show. He listens to other shows. He listens to you reading the books, Bev. You know, so don't we like to hear that?
Because
here we are talking by ourselves in this studio. Often it's you and I just, you know.
Anybody out there?
Is anybody out there? Little Pink Floyd. And there's Nick listening. So thank you, Nick, and all of the other listeners.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate the listeners out there on WTBR all around the county. There are still tons happening in Pittsfield. We say this every week, and every week you're like, no, there can't really be anything more happening because it's nearing November. We had the most amazing time at the It's Alive event for Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and the city of Pittsfield came together to run this event. It was very much spearheaded by Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and the children's portion was from 10 to 1 at St. Joseph's Lawn. There was a bouncy house with bouncy house, and then you go up a ladder and down a slide. And this amazing woman in the community who now works for Blueprint, part of Milltown, Wendy Goodwin, she and I womaned the bouncy house. And it was hysterical.
Does that mean you got inside? And
no, we were in charge of moving it along. And you couldn't have Wendy was in charge of not having too many people in the bouncing part. You only could have up to 8 people. And I was in charge of moving people along on the slide. So I dreamt of afterwards, up the ladder, down the slide, up the ladder, down the slide. These kids were very respectful. I'm grateful for this community because, you know, you hear all these stories of jerks in the world, and these kids were super respectful. They looked at us a little bit like, I don't want to go up the slide because I want to keep bouncing. But eventually they did. And there were costumes. I had to ask some people because there's some things going on in the world that I don't know about anymore, like the, you know, new age costumes.
Right.
But there were the standard witches and princesses. There were minions. There were things from Monsters, Inc. There were...
that's an oldie.
Oh, I know. So there were the classics out there, which was awesome. So, and there was fire. Opal Raven did a fire show, which was very cool. Berkshire, Bowie the Clown was there for balloon twist. They did these wands with pumpkin, like with a pumpkin balloon art on it, which was phenomenal. And all kinds of nonprofits were there giving away cool things as well. So shout out to Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. and the city of Pittsfield for putting that event on, rather. And then in the afternoon from 3 to 7, Dunham Mall and School Street and parts of North Street also were, that was more adult oriented. There were vendors, there were bands, there was beer, there was other drinks, and there was another fire show going on down there. And it was in the middle of the No Kings protest. So peaceful all around. There were people from the No Kings protest that came to that part of it that had never been to Hot Plate. So it was just a good day in Pittsfield to have everybody come together, and for kids in the morning, more adult themed in the afternoon. And then there was a teen dance party. We talked about that with Rebecca later that night in the alleyway of Wander. So Yay, Pittsfield, we say. Yay,
Halloween
Pittsfield.
Halloween does not have to be scary.
Halloween does not have to be scary, but there are some scary Halloween things coming up.
Oh, boy.
Will not be attending any of these because I'm scared. I like these and I support all of them, but I am scared of...
The kind where they chase you with a chainsaw? Oh,
I can't handle any of that. I can't even watch The Shining. Like, I watched it back in the day. I watched all those things, and now there's something that switched in me that said, you can't watch those. You can't handle those
it's
anymore.
It's called maturism.
I don't know if that's the word, but I'll take it. I'll take it. And you are a part of this Halloween parade. The City of Pittsfield Halloween Parade is Friday, October 24th, starting at 7 o'clock.
Yes,
you're
going to
be broadcasting.
Yes, I am.
How exciting.
With Joni, who is also working here, and the two of us will be on the air.
Doing a live play-by-play of everything going
on.
This parade has been...
So don't scare me too much.
Don't scare Bev. It's been going on for years, and I love they show these old pictures of how GE used to do a dragon, a fire-breathing dragon in these parades. But the schools really come out, and they come together and put on cool stuff, and it's so cute to see the kids walking with the schools. They have floats. There's often floats, but then there's sometimes kids walking. And it's super cute. So that's Friday night on Tyler Street. There will be road closures. Heads up. Friday, October 24th at 7 o'clock on Tyler Street. And there will be road closures. And don't complain about the road closures because it's for a Halloween parade.
I know.
So just go around. If you're not a part of the parade, just go around and take some deep breaths and everything's going to be okay.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Whatever you say, Jen. Sure. Here's another... haunted thing. Haunted Hancock Tour. That's at Hancock Shaker Village. There are multiple occasions of these. There is one on October 24th at 7 o'clock. You can go to lovepittsfield.com for more information. A spine-chilling evening of Shaker ghosts and mystery. Walk the dark paths of the village. Venture into the cellar of the trustee's office to see gravestones. Hear true tales of ghostly sightings and learn about the Shaker's role in the spiritualist movement.
Gravestones in the cellar?
Yeah, recommended for ages 12 and up. This is Haunted Hancock Tour at Hancock Shaker Village. It's happening multiple times from now until Halloween. You can go to lovepittsfield.com for more information on all of the things we're talking about.
Well, here's, a little scary can be fun.
If you can handle it, I'm telling you, I cannot. Now listen to this one, City of the Dead, Historic Walking Tours.
Oh, that's a zombie thing?
Yeah, no, the zombie crawl happened. The zombie crawl happened. This is a tour at the Pittsfield Cemetery.
Okay.
City of the Dead, beginning at dusk, this 90-minute lamplight tour explores the dark and mysterious side of the 175-year-old Pittsfield Cemetery. Tens of thousands are buried there, and a half a dozen actually died on the premises. Ignoring the celebrity graves, City of the Dead will explore fascinating and tragic stories from some of the more obscure lives of the inhabitants. It will also lay bare the darker history of the place itself, vandalism, assaults, tragic deaths that have taken place within the cemetery itself. It's called the City of Dead Historic Walking Tours. They do recommend that you sign up ahead of time, but I don't think it's a necessity. You have to enter from Anoda Street and park on the right. All of this information is on lovepittsfield.com. There is a tour on October 25th, but there are multiple tours, October 25th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. And there is a small fee to take part in that as well.
How long is the tour?
90 minutes.
I could make maybe 30.
Well, I mean, it's in a cemetery. I get scared walking in cemeteries during the day. So at night, I just, it's not, but I am so grateful that they're doing these because it's super interesting, too. The history of Pittsfield in the Berkshires is really cool. So I welcome anyone to explore that. And the cemetery history is also very cool. We talked about the Haunted Hancock Tour. Now, this is for Hot Plate Brewery. SLB Silver Lake Presents. Silver Lake Brewing. Joint Silver Lake Halloween. This is October 25th. Wow.
Well, that's coming up.
I know. October 25th, there's all these things happening. The 24th, the 25th, that whole weekend. This is at 7 o'clock, and it involves several bands. And Frankie says, wear a costume. Packed lineup for the show. Annual event has become so big, they're moving it to the Zion Lutheran's Church Community Room. That's on October 25th. Several bands involved, starting at 7 o'clock. Bosque is hosting, it's called Bousque Halloween Bat.
Oh,
get
cute.
It? Bousque, isn't that cute? That's also on October 25th at 7 o'clock. Halloween Bash Under the Blood Moon Edition, presented by Berkshire Roots. Join us for second annual Full Lodge Halloween Bash. Get ready for a second floor takeover with music, dancing, super cool snacks, live performance, and so much more. This is a 21 and older event. It's at Bosque. It's called Bousque, but it's at Bosque. And it starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday, October 25th. Again, all of these events that we're talking about are on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. Once again, you are listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, as she often always does. Thank you, Bev.
You're welcome.
We're gearing up for a lot of Halloween events happening in Pittsfield, and we still have the Out of the Studio show happening at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. Out of the Studios features the artist of the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, which many people don't know because they're in their studios at the Lichtenstein. And so the name of the exhibit is Out of the Studios, because they're coming out of the studios and hanging things on the wall. Or in Jim Horsford, the potter's case, he has lots of things on display on pedestals and in the windows. That will be up through October 31st. You can see the show Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or by appointment. You can always give me a call on a different day, and we'll let you in if we can at a different time that works for you. And in November, we're gearing up to partner with the Berkshire Art Association, as we often do, and they are going to host the Unfinished show at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. This started in the pandemic. The thought of putting things on display that were in progress. So a painter has something on the wall that is not finished yet, but you see kind of the process of it all. And now they're opening it up to the community and doing this unfinished show. So that will be on display for the month of November, right up until Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving. And then we're gearing up for that wreath art auction, Bev.
I know.
Ooh,
you
got lots of ideas, I've heard.
I've got at least three in the making, maybe one more. I don't know.
All right. It's very exciting.
I don't want to crowd anybody out.
The wreath art auction is going to be happening on a Saturday this year, Saturday, December 6th, in collaboration with the Berkshire Bazaar that Thistle and Thorn is hosting at the Holiday Inn and Suites on West Street in their ballroom. So that happens in their ballroom from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then head over to the Lichtenstein on Saturday, December 6th for the wreath art auction. If you would like to make a wreath, please reach out to us. We are welcoming wreath artists of all kinds to make wreaths for this wonderful event. Lots of action happening in Pittsfield up until December through October. Bella's Bingo Ball.
Oh, say that three times.
Bella's
fast.
Bingo Ball. Bella's Monthly Drag Bingo. So this is at Wander. If you haven't yet been to Wander in Pittsfield, please go. It's just the most delightful space. It's welcoming. The energy is great. The people are nice. If you don't want to talk to anyone, you really can just sit there and have a cup of coffee. If you want to talk to someone, there are people there that would love to be talking to you. This is on October 28th at 6 o'clock. It's Bella's Bingo Ball, last Tuesday of the month. It's a fun-filled evening, more than just a bingo game. It's a celebration of community, inclusivity, and creativity with an intermission performance by Bella Santarella. This is at Wander, which is at 34 Depot Street. Again, all of these things that we're talking about are on our website, lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com hosts all kinds of events in Pittsfield. If you have an event happening in Pittsfield, please let us know. We're happy to put it on our website on lovepittsfield.com. This is a competitive puzzling night happening on October 28th, and it's at Hot Plate. It's calling all puzzle enthusiasts. We've got a new recurring event we're kicking off in the fall. Join us in the tap room and compete to see which team or individual can complete a 500-piece puzzle. There'll be prizes for the first and second place finishers. We'll be teaming up with our friends at the Berkshire Athenaeum for these events. You might even see our owner, head brewer, and puzzle addict, Sarah, popping up now and then, too. So this is on October 28th at 7 o'clock. I don't think I would be successful at that. Are you a good puzzler?
Not really.
I like doing puzzles, but I like taking my time whenever I need. I do them often around the holidays. If I need a little break from, I just sit down and do them. But I don't think of it as go, 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 speed, right. speed.
These are timed?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a competitive, the first person to finish a 500-piece puzzle wins. Yeah, I'm not sure I could handle that. But I would, you know what I would love to do? Go and watch it. Watch all the people. Because I bet they're good. There's some people that are so good at puzzles, and like they see the shape of it, and they see the shape of the other one laying on the table, and they go, bloop, we know those two belong together. Oh. And I need to try it. And then sometimes I push really hard. Are we sure this doesn't work? Are we sure? And then whoever I'm with is like, that does not
fit. Looks like it should go.
It looks like it should go, but it's not going. So check that out at Hot Plate for sure. That sounds like a fun night. October 30th at Dottie's. A big shout out to Dottie's. They're back open. Loic's rocking it there. And it's kind of back to the old school Dottie's. You know, you walk in, it's friendly. There's coffee, there's food, there's people. I've been there a few times since they reopened on October 1st. And it's just, it's lovely. So go to Dottie's if you can for coffee and kinship for sure. This is an event happening at Dottie's in the evening, October 30th, 5 to 7 p.m. It's pleased to exhibit He Art, it's called, H-E-A-R-T, curated by artist and educator Laura Thompson, featuring paintings and mixed media pieces by Laura and her family and longtime creative collaborators, celebrating a shared legacy of artistic expression across generations. The opening celebration and wine reception will be held on October 30th from 5 to 7, marking both the launch of the exhibition and, of course, the joyful reopening of Dottie's under new management. Laura Thompson, of course, is the executive director of the Berkshire Arts Center, but she is also a wonderful artist as well. They invite viewers to experience the beauty of interconnection between family art and the enduring human impulse to create. This exhibition is up through the end of the year, but the official reception for it is October 30th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Dottie's Coffee Lounge on North Street, which is back open. Follow them on social media for all kinds of updates, but they are open on a regular basis and serving their wonderful coffee and pastries and breakfast, and it's just really nice to be in there once again and see the part of the community coming alive again. There is something else happening at Hancock Shaker Village, a Shaker Discovery Tour, which is also exciting. Hancock Shaker Village is open for the haunted tours and also for this Shaker Discovery Tour. Take a deep dive into the Shaker world. Join us on a 90-minute Shaker Discovery Tour led by experienced village staff. Hancock Shaker Village is so beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. The buildings are beautiful. And it's also, of course, really historic. So historians kind of geeked by it in an amazing way. Mm-hmm. But it's just gorgeous. If mm-hmm. you go there in the heart of the season, no matter what season it is, those buildings are gorgeous. And the views from there are just wonderful. So check out Hancock Shaker Village for their discovery tours or their haunted Hancock tour. Again, all of this information that we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. There's a fun music bingo coming up to benefit the Thanksgiving Angels. That's happening on November 1st at 6 o'clock, and it is taking place at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Have you ever done music bingo?
No.
It is so fun. So you have a card, and there's often a theme or a genre of your card. And Bob Heck, who's here, runs a great music bingo. And so does his company, does a great music bingo, Heck Entertainment, Bob Heck Entertainment. So this one is happening on November 1st at Berkshire Hills, and you hear a song. So the whole room has bingo cards. You hear a song, and if it's that song, you put, you know, a mark on, and then when you get a bingo. And most music bingo events that I have attended tell you the song. At first, people are guessing it. What's the song? What's the song? What's the song? You're at the table. What's the song? But then before you move on to the next one, they tell you what the song is. So then you say, oh, yeah, I do have that one, and you cross it off. And the first person to get a bingo, you win some cool prizes, cash or gift cards. Or this one is being put on by Berkshire Money Management, the first annual music bingo to benefit the Thanksgiving Angels. Join us for fun and prizes with Dave Isby from Millennium Music for musical bingo with food available for purchase from KJ Nosh, all for a great cause. This year, the Thanksgiving Angels will provide, of course, over 2,200 families with all the fixings for the complete Thanksgiving dinner. We love the Thanksgiving Angels for sure. This is happening at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Saturday, November 1st at 6 o'clock. Music bingo, super fun. And one music bingo that I went to, the Berkshire Running Center, Berkshire Running Foundation did it. And the second year, they then did a dance party, because what happens with music bingo is everyone's kind of dancing in your seat when you hear the little snippets of song. And then you do the bingo, and afterwards, everyone's in the mood to dance. So then they just made it a dance party. It was brilliant. I'm like, oh, this was a really good idea. So music bingo is super fun.
I've always wanted to say bingo.
Whoa, we'll do it. I think you could easily say bingo in one of these cases. They also run bingo nights at like the Elks Lodge too. We got to find you a place to play bingo. I think that it might be on our 2026 to-do list.
Oh, God.
We can do it. We can do it. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board. We're talking about all the cool things happening at the end of October and the beginning of November, including the Halloween parade that's happening on Friday, October 24th on Tyler Street. And Bev will be womaning the microphone for the broadcast, which is super fun. That's awesome.
I can't wait.
I know. So you can listen to it on WTBR. Is it radio or is it TV?
I honestly don't know.
I think they broadcast it on PCTV as well. They do. The PCTV is just amazing. So
this will be my first time. So. Yeah.
And your first time seeing the parade. It's so cute with the schools and the floats and the... It's very, very fun. So that's on Friday, October 24th. And Halloween, of course, is on Friday, October 31st. The hours in Pittsfield are 5:30 to 7. If you would like to give candy out to the people, the kids in your neighborhood, turn your light on. Turn your light on from 5:30 to 7 on Friday, October 31st. And people will ring your bell and say trick or treat for sure. again, those hours of Halloween are Friday, October 31st from 5:30 to 7. And the Halloween parade is Friday, October 24th on Tyler Street. All of this information is on our website, lovepittsfield.com. And a big shout out to the Department of Recreation for the city of Pittsfield, who spearheads the Halloween parade and also coordinates the hours for Halloween. So that's Jen Van Bramer, Jim McGrath, and their team in that office. Thank you for all you do for Pittsfield. It's super fun. The elementary schools in Pittsfield often come together, and some of them bus from their school to the parade, and then they march or they have a float as one, and it's just really cute. It's really fun to watch. So you're going to enjoy that. Halloween parade again is on Friday, October 24th. We're heading into the month of November, and there's still all kinds of events. I'm looking on our website, lovepittsfield.com. On November 1st, Day of the Dead Show with Lexi and Emma. This is at Hot Plate Brewery. Day of the Dead Show with Lexi, Ouija, and Emma Oakley on November 1st at 7 o'clock. She returns for the tap room for a solo with special guest Emma Oakley. That's on Saturday, November 1st. How fun that that's on a Saturday, right? Lots of stuff happening at Hot Plate throughout October and November. And this Art Slam is back at Wander. Art in the Berkshires, led by Shawnee Porras, has done this a few times. It's the Art Slam, a fast-paced, fun, and interactive event where artists take the stage to present their work, share their process, and engage in conversation. Artists have 5 minutes to present their work, 5 minutes of feedback, questions, and open discussion. There's about up to seven artists can present. This is on November 4th at 10 o'clock. And it's an Art Slam with Art in the Berkshires. You can get more information on lovepittsfield.com. Artintheberkshires.com is a wonderful website also that features all of the art happening in the Berkshires. And it's led by Shawnee Porras, who has a studio at the Clock Tower in Pittsfield. And we're grateful for all that she does for the art community of Pittsfield. Again, this Art Slam is on November 4th at 10 o'clock at Wander at 34 Depot Street. And you can go and watch it, which I have done in the past. It's very fun to just see several artists present their work in a fast-paced, fun, interactive environment. And then you can ask them more about their work, or they'll share their process, and it's just a very informal conversation. It's kind of like a poetry slam, but for visual art. Again, that's on November 4th at 10 o'clock at Wander in Pittsfield. We're talking about events into November.
I know.
That's a little crazy, isn't it?
This is a very long month.
October. It is a long month. Yeah. It always is a long month. I'm super excited on the next show, which we're recording in November, and it will air on November 7th and then the 14th. We are going to have representatives from the Fall Festival of Shakespeare.
Ooh.
The founder and overall king of the show, the Fall Festival, Kevin Coleman, I think, is coming. And then the two directors from Pittsfield High School.
A full house.
We'll be here as well. I believe we'll have three guests. And Pittsfield High School is doing Hamlet this year. So the Fall Fest, how it works is you do your performance at your high school. So Pittsfield High School will do Hamlet at their high school, and then all 10 schools move to Shakespeare and Company the next weekend from Thursday to Sunday, and it's so fun. So stay tuned for the next edition of the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show, because we're super excited to talk more about the Fall Festival of Shakespeare in the Berkshires and how cool that is. All right. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. Another shout out to our wonderful listener, Nick, who I recently saw, and he said he loves the show. He loves listening to Bev and other shows. Aww. So thanks, Nick, for listening.
Oh, made my day.
Isn't that great? Bev, thanks for all you do for WTBR, and have a good week, everyone.